Hello, friends, and welcome to the U-Turn Podcast. This is your host, Ashley Stahl. I'm a career expert, a speaker, a best-selling author of the book U-Turn. Get unstuck, discover your direction, design your dream career. And I created the U-Turn book and the podcast as a place to help you connect to who you truly are at your core. And that's why every single week, I want to bring a guest on with the intention of helping you expand what's possible for you, both in your confidence, whether it's in work or love, and just in life in general. So let's get into this week's episode. Hello, U-Turn friends. It's Ash here. And today I'm really excited to bring something surprising, fun, and stimulating your way. And it's all about hypnotherapy. I wanted to bring Dana Elbogen onto the show. After so many years working in corporate America, she left the business world and she became a certified hypnotherapist. And she's truly passionate about helping people through her ability to be a clinical and medical support hypnotherapist. So whether you want to manage your stress, you want to perform better in sports or in work, you want to overcome phobias, manage pain. These are all areas that she's been working on in hypnotherapy. And I'm so excited for today's episode to ask her, what is hypnotherapy? What is it actually doing? And who is it meant for? So without further ado, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Hi, thank you so much for having me. I'm really excited to be here.
Yeah, I feel like you're just such a treasure of information on hypnotherapy. And I know you left corporate, you were ready for a new chapter. What is it about hypnotherapy, or what is it about the science of it that just really pulls you in?
Well, you know, I was working in corporate America for many, many years, and I got burnt out, and there wasn't really anything left that I wanted to do in that arena. But I had always been really fascinated by the mind and what causes us to behave the way that we do. And so hypnotherapy was really this natural next chapter for me. And, you know, scientists estimate that 95% of our lives are controlled by the subconscious, and yet we're never given any tools to how to use this powerful mind of ours. And that's really what hypnotherapy does, is it teaches us how to use our minds to most effectively achieve our goals and solve our problems. And it's really gratifying to me that today, Western culture is so embracing the mind-body connection that we have physicians and psychotherapists all referring patients to hypnotherapists to support in the healing process. You know, and you asked about like the science behind it, and there really is true science behind hypnosis. Scientists see that individuals under hypnosis have specific brainwave patterns. And the best way to really understand the brainwave patterns in someone in hypnosis is to kind of look at all of the different states of awareness and different brainwave patterns. And so the first brainwave pattern or state of awareness is the beta state. And that's the state that you and I are in right now. We're fully alert. Our minds are fully engaged. We're having this conversation. It is the brainwave with the highest frequency and the lowest amplitude. Then when you go, the next state is the alpha state. And the alpha state is where we're still alert, but we're very calm and relaxed. So we're not burdened by outside thoughts or circumstances. We're really creative in this state. It's a really great state to learn new things. And this is the state someone is in when they're meditating and when they're in light hypnosis. And then the next state down that has even a lower frequency and higher amplitude is the theta state. And the theta state is the state we're in when we are daydreaming. Or let's say we're driving on the highway and we can't recall the last 5 miles. It's when we're doing things that are so automatic that we're mentally relaxed and mentally disengaged. And this is really a time when ideas flow really easily to us. Have you ever been you know, in the shower. And then all of a sudden, an idea just pops into your head. And it might have been some problem you've been searching for a solution for a long time. And it just appears out of nowhere. You're in the theta state then. And that's the state that we see in people who are in deep hypnosis. And then the final state is the delta state, and that's deep sleep. So it's really interesting that on our way from wakefulness to sleep, and then back from sleep to wakefulness, we enter all of these states. And so the hypnotic state is a very natural state. We're in it every day. Mm. The difference with hypnosis is that we're intentionally entering that state, and we're intentionally saturating our mind with the positive ideas and images and suggestions that will help us solve our problem and achieve our goal. Because when we go from the beta state to the alpha and theta state, our brain center of awareness moves from the cortex, where we do all of our learning and our problem solving, to our more primitive subcortical structures, where we do emotional processes, where our subconscious processes are going on.
Hey, U-turn friend, are you ready to enjoy a calm moment with something really nourishing? I have something for you, and it's Gold Power by Organifi. The golden powder tastes like a cozy moment in and of itself. It's cinnamony, it's comforting, and it's packed with good ingredients like turmeric, ginger, reishi mushroom, lemon balm, and prebiotics. As soon as the afternoon slump hits, instead of letting myself have yet another cup of coffee, I try to pour this gold powder into my favorite hot nut milk. It's simply divine. It makes my sweet tooth so happy, and its superfood blends just make it easy to add more variety and nutrition into my day. If you'd like to give gold powder a try, I cannot recommend it enough. Just head on over to Organifi.com/U-turn and make sure to use the code U-turn at checkout for 20% off. That's Organifi.com/YOUTURN and use the code U-turn for checkout. Okay, so you're sharing so much information just around beta, alpha, theta, and delta. How, you know, as far as different states of awareness, when you're putting somebody into hypnosis, it sounds like they start in their beta waves, right? Like they're just alert, they're just there, and they move into alpha when you start hypnotizing them, correct? Like they move into that light.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And what's really interesting about hypnotherapy and the goals is that 90% of the goals that someone has can be achieved in light hypnosis or just in that alpha state. So you don't even necessarily have to get down to the theta state. Mm. Although many people do.
Okay. So when you're doing the alpha, when you're moving someone into the alpha state, I know a lot of people, they resist hypnosis or they don't go into that light calm state. So what would be your response to people who are listening saying, okay, I'm going to come to you in an alert beta state, and I'm going to have a lot of resistance to going into an alpha state. Like, what do you do in as far as choosing clients or navigating that? Because I'm guessing some people may not be workable for you just based on the fact that they are very resistant to going into even an alpha relaxed state.
Yeah. Well, everybody can, you know, as I said, the hypnotic state is a natural state. So we all go into it. We all have that ability to get into that state. Some people, you know, may have a more of an active mind, that their mind is very chatty and it's harder for them to focus and relax. And what I do with those folks is I tell them to just even focus on my words. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to be speaking to the individuals, and if they still can't settle their mind and they're thinking about their day, I just tell them, repeat what I'm saying in your mind. And as they repeat what I'm saying in their mind, they're focused on those words. And so they can't be focused on, you know, anything that was going on in their day. And that really helps people to get in that relaxed state. And the other thing I would say to that is that hypnosis can take practice. Some people immediately, so easy for them. Mm-hmm. Other people, they just need to practice. And with the repetition, everybody can get there.
Okay, beautiful. And then as far as you said, the majority of your work can be successful in that lighter hypnosis state. I think a lot of people feel like they need to go into this deep, deep state. What are some of the benefits or wins if you can get someone into that deeper state where they're, you know, in theta waves, they're asleep? And how does this compare to meditation, for example? I know in meditation, people can maybe get into a theta state where they're kind of in a light sleep.
Yeah, well, it's very similar to meditation. And even for some people, prayer, very deep prayer, you can get into these same states. I think the difference is in meditation, you can be in a guided meditation or just a lot of times a meditation where you're quieting your mind. You're trying to receive information from your inner guidance. But with hypnosis, we're solving a goal. Achieving a goal or solving a problem. So it's very, very specific as to what we want to accomplish. And that is the basis of all the work that we do, you know, around hypnosis. And it's interesting too, because there are actual researchers at Stanford University School of Medicine. They actually scanned the brains of 57 individuals. They scanned the brains of those at rest, those recalling a memory, and those in hypnosis. And what they found was three things for those that were actually in hypnosis. The first thing they found was a decrease in the activity of their dorsal anterior cingulate. And that's the area of the brain where we worry. It's our worry center. It's where we emotionally evaluate our errors. And this explains why when we're in hypnosis, we are so absorbed without worry. We have that high level of focus. Our performance happens effortlessly. We're in the flow state. So that brain activity shows you when you're in that flow state. The second thing that they found in people in hypnosis was an increase in the connection between their dorsolateral prefrontal cortex and their insula. And what that is that's the brain-body connection. And so that's where the brain, you know, controls the body's processes. And that explains why people in hypnosis are so calm and relaxed. It's because it activates their parasympathetic nervous system. And the parasympathetic nervous system is part of the autonomic nervous system, which is controlled by our subconscious. It's breathing, it's digestion. And when we activate our parasympathetic nervous system, we are calm, we are relaxed, we feel safe. We are in balance, in a place of homeostasis. And our immune system, our digestive system, and our reproductive system are all boosted. And energy flows to our higher brain function. And this is opposed to someone who's not in the hypnotic state. And let's say you're stressed out or anxious. Then you're activating your sympathetic nervous system. And that's when you are stressed out, that is the fight or flight response. That's when your heart is beating fast. And then your immune system, digestive system, reproductive system all diminishes. Mm. And energy flows away from your higher brain function. Have you ever noticed when you're stressed out, you become stupid? Like yeah. The easiest thing, you just, yeah. That's all, right?
Right.
The sympathetic nervous system.
Mm, that makes sense. I know it's like when you're stressed, it's like how can you, it's just so hard to think clearly. And I know how powerful we can be when we're in a calmer state. This connection between the brain and body is so fascinating. Also, when it comes to this idea of visualization, and I know that in this time that we're in, people talk about visualizing and the power of it. Can you talk a little bit about what is going on when you are helping someone in this alpha or theta state? Alpha meaning they're lightly alert, they're in a light hypnosis, theta meaning they're in a deeper sleep. What happens when you bring them into visualization, and why is it so effective?
When the world feels crazy and chaotic, remember that you don't have to. You deserve to take control of your mental health and your physical health. Cured Nutrition is trying to make it easier for you to do exactly that. Formulated with their trinity of ingredients, a blend of full-spectrum cannabinoids, functional mushrooms, and adaptogens, Serenity Gummies are your answer to finding the calm in every storm. I've been so excited about Cured. They want you to feel good about feeling good, so they took their time in really formulating these Serenity Gummies. They left out the artificial flavors, sugars, and dyes, and they replaced them with ingredients that actually live up to their clean label, wellnessy word. When I'm relaxed, I perform better and I make better decisions in my work and overall my life. I just started taking these Serenity Gummies, and I find that in moments that I would normally stress out, I feel somehow calm and collected. Each gummy is packed with ashwagandha, a medicinal herb for fatigue, L-theanine, which supports stress relief, reishi, an adaptogenic stress buster, and so much more. Right now, Cured is extending an exclusive offer to the U-Turn community. You can grab a bag of Serenity Gummies for 20% off by visiting curednutrition.com/U-Turn. That's C-U-R-E-D nutrition, N-U-T-R-I-T-I-O-N.com/Y-O-U-T-U-R-N, and use the coupon code U-Turn at checkout to save that 20%. Protect your peace, grab a gummy.
Yeah, so visualization is so key to hypnosis because our subconscious mind is our more primitive mind, and the language of the subconscious mind is pictures and images, and almost like the dream state, the way we see when we dream. And so visualization, it's really interesting. So we hear all about it, right? You hear about all the top athletes like Tiger Woods, Muhammad Ali, Michael Jordan, all use visualization to become the best in their game. And even people outside of the sports arena, like Sarah Blakely. She is the founder of Spanx and the youngest self-made billionaire. She used visualization. For example, she visualized being interviewed by Oprah some 15 years before she was. And so what's going on in the brain there? What happens is our neurons interpret these imaginations, this imagery, the same way or as equivalent to real life action. So what happens then is our brain sends these impulses that generate new neural pathways and actually create new learned behavior. So that when we go and we perform something that we only just imagined, our body is primed for it. We know what we're doing and it comes naturally.
Okay. So getting more deeply into how hypnotherapy works, I know that you shared that there's the subconscious, the conscious, and the superconscious. Can you walk us through a little bit about what do these pieces of us look like? How do they operate as it relates to hypnosis?
Yeah, absolutely. Because you're exactly right. We've got this mind, and it's made up of our conscious mind, our subconscious, and then our superconscious. So our conscious mind is where we do all our reasoning and our analyzing. It's where our logic sits. It's where our willpower is. It's where we receive all the inputs from our five senses. So that's a conscious mind. Our subconscious mind is our more primitive mind. So it's the feeling mind. As I said, the language of the subconscious mind is pictures and imagery. It's where we store our memories. It's where we hold our positive and negative beliefs. It holds all our programming. So the subconscious mind is the doer. So what that means is whatever we've got stored in our subconscious mind, there's no thinking going on. There's just like, oh, I've got this fear. I'm going to behave this way. Or, you know, I have this belief. I'm going to behave this way. So that's the subconscious mind. And then we have the superconscious. And the superconscious is really our true nature. It's love. It's what some people think of as spirit or soul. It's that universal mind where our minds meet. And it's that infinite problem-solving intelligence. So if you compare the mind body to a computer, let's say, you've got your mind body is like the hardware. Your subconscious is that software with all the programming in it. And then your superconscious is kind of like the internet where information is flowing to and through you.
Mm.
So where does, you know, hypnosis come into all that, right? Well, where it comes in is that in our conscious mind, we have this thing called the critical factor. It's like our inner critic. And anything new coming into us, this critical factor compares it to what's already stored in our subconscious. So let's say you have this fear of public speaking. Maybe when you were younger in class, you had to present something and you got laughed at. So in your subconscious, you feel like speaking in public isn't safe. That's dangerous to you. So someone comes to you and says, hey, you know, you can interview for this promotion at work. It's awesome. You should really do it. Well, all of a sudden you start thinking, uh-oh, I know that job. It means more public speaking. All of a sudden, your subconscious is activating your sympathetic nervous system. And you're like, this is scary. This isn't safe. And you turn down that opportunity. With what hypnosis does, because it activates our parasympathetic nervous system, is it relaxes that inner critic. So that inner critic is like the gatekeeper to the subconscious. And what hypnosis does is it opens up that gate and it opens up communication between our conscious mind and our subconscious mind. So what happens then is we can saturate the mind with new instructions, new suggestions, new programming, new imagery, so that we can add new and better beliefs or scripts in our subconscious mind. And the other thing that hypnosis does that's really, really wonderful for people is that sometimes we behave in ways that we don't know why we're behaving that way. We don't know what it is that's causing us to act in certain ways. And what hypnosis does, because of that open communication between the conscious and subconscious, it allows us to bring those beliefs up to conscious awareness. And once we're aware of those beliefs, we can feel them. And once we can feel them, we can heal them.
Mm.
The key.
Okay. So I know there's a ton of different research on how hypnotherapy works, be it for pain or just different health issues. Can you tell us a little bit about the research that you found when it comes to pain and how hypnotherapy can help you with that?
Absolutely. And you know, it's funny, you're right. There's so much research out there. I mean, there are over 11,000 studies in medical journals alone that show the effectiveness of hypnotherapy. But there is one PhD psychologist, his name was or is Guy Montgomery, and he did a study on 200 breast cancer patients. And he randomly selected out of this group individuals to undergo a hypnosis session, a 15-minute hypnosis session prior to surgery. And then the other group, he had them have a 15-minute empathic listening session before surgery. And the research showed that those individuals that underwent the hypnosis had less post-surgical pain, less nausea and fatigue and discomfort. They actually saved the hospital per person $772, and that was in 2007. And that was mostly due to reduced surgical time. And they received less analgesics and less sedatives during surgery. That's not the only research done around surgery, pre and post surgery. All of the studies show that hypnosis helps patients with healing faster, shorter stays in the hospital, and reduce medical costs. So really, really wonderful there.
Beautiful. Okay. So, you know, in addition to everything you're sharing here, when it comes to hypnosis, what would you say is your specialty, or, you know, and why? Because I know that some hypnotists are focused on helping people lose weight or stop smoking. My sense is that you probably have some specialty. So I'd love to hear, what are those, and why do you believe in those? Why have you chosen those?
Yeah, for sure. Well, one of the things that I love to help people with is medical support. And a lot of times what people will do is they'll go to their doctors and do everything the doctors say, but still they've got this chronic pain that just won't go away, or their symptoms are just not where they want to be. And I think when that's the case, hypnotherapy is so helpful. And I love to work with people like that. And of course, I'll get a referral from the doctors, because it's so important, you know, that they have, you know, that they're medically checked out, but really love to work with those individuals. In fact, the National Institutes of Health did a study actually using the methodologies I happened to learn at the Hypnotherapy Academy of America, where I was trained. They did a study on overactive bladder and urinary urgency in women. And the study found that hypnotherapy was equally effective as standard medical care. And that standard medical care is drug therapy. So it's just really wonderful that we've got options out there to help people, you know, when they've tried everything that they can. Mm. The other thing that I think that I really enjoy working with people with, and that is so effective and helpful, is stress. Whether it be stress from work situations, stress from personal situations, pandemic stress, whatever it may be, hypnotherapy is a beautiful modality to use. I talked a lot about it activating our parasympathetic nervous system. Really helpful. And the other thing I should say is there's so much stress that surrounds medical conditions. You know, there's something called the fear, tension, pain cycle. And how that goes is that when you're in pain, you may be very fearful of the pain itself, or you may be very fearful of the diagnosis. And that fear causes you to tense up. You have tension and stress in your body, and that tension causes the pain to worsen. Mm. And it's a vicious cycle that goes round and round. And so it's really beneficial for folks that are suffering from that kind of stress or medical stress to try something like hypnotherapy. That really can be really helpful for them.
Mm. I think altered states are so fascinating and powerful, and there's not enough of us talking about them. We seem to live in a world where, like, the intellect is valued so much more than these other mystical forces. And recently in my meditation training, I learned that our human eye only sees 0.0035 of the electromagnetic, 0.0035% of the electromagnetic spectrum, meaning we really don't see much of what's in front of us. And so it's really amazing to listen how you navigate hypnotherapy. And I know that there are so many different ways you're helping your clients, whether it's through their pain or, you know, like bladder and urinary urgency, stress management. Who else is a great match for you to help? And do you have any giveaways or anything that you can share with everyone here on how they can reach out to you?
Yeah, absolutely. I love to work with people who have some kind of performance goal that they're working on, that maybe they've tried everything, all the standard things, kind of like what you were saying, you know, they've got whatever, you know, using the resources that they're used to using, whether it be trying to lose weight or trying to get a certain score on the SAT or MCATs, or maybe they want a promotion at work. They've done all these things that were sort of the tried and true, and they're just not getting there. That's when hypnotherapy can draw on the power from within them and the subconscious to help them more easily achieve those goals. And so, I would love anyone, you know, listening to this podcast, I would love to offer a 40% discount on any of my sessions. I offer free consultations, so no commitment there, but I'd love to talk to anyone about if they're thinking, would hypnotherapy work for me? Is it worth it? I'd love to have that conversation with them.
I love that so much. Everybody listening, maybe you've tried acupuncture or you've tried coaching or you've taken courses and you're just not getting the results you want. Like, why not try something different? So thanks so much, Dana, for coming on the show. I'm really excited to hear who mentions you on the show and gets to learn more about hypnotherapy. Thanks again.
Thank you. I really enjoyed it.
Thank you so much for tuning into the U-Turn podcast. And thank you again so much for our sponsors. We are here because of you. And to our listeners, thank you for checking out our sponsors. We always pick people and brands that we trust and we believe in. And just for listening to the show, writing your reviews on the Apple app, and just being willing to make your own U-turns. We'll see you next week.